Lawmakers in California are scrambling to save the state's Coastal Commission, which was ruled unconstitutional by an appellate court last week. The commission regulates development and environmental resources along California's coastline, but the court ruled that the makeup of the powerful commission violates the state's constitution. The Coastal Commission's legal predicament leaves questions regarding the fate of 1,100 miles of the state's lucrative beaches, beautiful coves, and rocky cliffs. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Carrie Kahn reports.
California's Coastal Commission is no stranger to controversy. During its 30 years regulating the state's magnificent coastline, the commission has clashed with the rich and powerful. From superstars like Linda Ronstadt and David Geffen, who would like to fence off their beachfront Malibu homes from the public, to powerful oil companies eager to drill along the coastline. But last week, it was a 68-year-old property rights lawyer who won the biggest battle against the powerful agency. Ronald Zumbrin, founder of the Conservative Pacific Legal Foundation, says he sued the California Coastal Commission so many times, he's lost track.
My guess would be over 20 or 25 times. I forget over the years.
Zumbrin argued before a state appellate court that the makeup of the commission violates the state's constitutional separation of powers. Two-thirds of the board's commissioners are appointed and can be removed at will by the legislature. Because it's an executive body, the governor is supposed to have majority control. So the court agreed with Zumbrin, who says someone has to rein in the commission, who he accuses of trampling property owners' rights for years.
They are arrogant. They have their own political agenda that transcends protecting the coast, which is their duty. If you're not going to protect the environment and you're going to sell the environment to the highest bidder, you don't deserve to be in office.
But the commission's executive director, Peter Douglas, says the board's agenda is clear. It's to protect the coast and the public's access to it. And he says he isn't afraid of a good fight.
This program was born in controversy. Because we deal with so much conflict and controversy, we're used to it. And the fact that we're attacked almost constantly means that we're doing our job.
The commission has long been a political battleground, according to Bruce Kane, a political science professor at UC Berkeley.
The Coastal Commission is particularly important because the value of the property on the coast and the beauty of the coast are such highly valued assets that the stakes are much higher in the Coastal Commission than they are in, say, some of the other commissions that the state or other states have.
Most recently, the commission has been dogged by accusations that lawmakers, and particularly Governor Gray Davis, has influenced decisions on behalf of large campaign contributors, a charge the governor denies. The commission's Douglas says it's ironic the court says the way to create a more independent commission is by giving control to the governor. He says the process was set up to split evenly the appointments among the Assembly, Senate, and the governor, so no one body dominated.
Every governor that I've worked with, and I've worked under five governors, has been really not happy with that, has chafed at that kind of independence.
Douglas says he believes the constitutional issues can easily be fixed without changing the appointment process. On Wednesday, he'll recommend the commission appeal to the state Supreme Court. He says the justices could easily remove the clause allowing commissioners to be fired at will and let the commission continue its regulatory role. But Stephen Barnett, a constitutional law expert, says it's hard to predict exactly what the court would do. He says there are many issues to decide, one being whether the court's ruling is retroactive. If so, it could undo 30 years of development along the California coast. Or he says the court could just stay clear of the whole issue.
Which would throw the matter back to the legislature, where there'd be a whole new ballgame with every issue concerning the commission open for grabs.
And open game for its critics. At least one Republican lawmaker has expressed a desire to make larger reforms to the Coastal Commission. Governor Gray Davis says he's prepared to call the legislature into special session to deal with the commission's fate later this month. The court's ruling takes effect January 29th. If the legislature or the court hasn't acted by then, that could leave California without an overseer of some of the most lucrative real estate and resources in the country. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Francisco.